So, buonasera. First of all, I'd like to excuse me because I don't speak your language. So, I'm obliged to speak in English. But I promise that if you invite me next year, I'll be able to speak in Catalanese. It's a promise. Second, I introduce myself. My name is Nicole Livia Tudosier. I am professor within Biotera University of Bucharest. And I'm not here alone. I am with my very beautiful team. May I introduce them? You know already the ladies, Mrs. Nicolae Floara. She is the president of Ateneum of Biotera University. And also we have the future with us, which means our assistant, Florentina Eremia. She is assistant within the Faculty of Food Engineering in Biotera University. Also, I'd like to thank you a lot to all of you because you are still present here and waiting to deliver our information. And I want also to thank to the organizer for the fact that allow us to be here with you and to share all this beautiful information. And I want to congratulate because you have a very beautiful country. You are very nice and you have a very green soul. You know how to deal, you know how to manage with your soil, with your plants, with your environment. You have a very deep respect for your environment, and for this reason, all my respect, and only also for my team. So, first of all, I'd like to tell you just a few data about Biotera University in order to understand what we are doing. So, if you allow me. The title of our subject presented today is related to your topic of this summer school, and also it's a brief synthesis of what we have done related with ecology and environment protection. So all in one, be green, be fertile, a model of ecological tourism within Komorova Forest of Biotera University. First of all, you have to know that Biotera University has a headquarter in Bucharest. But also, in order for our students to have practical centers, we have developed in several parts of Romania, centers for practical studies. In this case, we are talking about the very beautiful Black Sea side, Komorova. Komorova is a place near the resort of Neptune, near the Black Sea side. And you are going to see how we realized an ecological model of eco-tourism for our students in order to educate them to behave like ecologists, to respect the environment, because I think the most important duty of the professors is to educate, and to educate in the spirit of ecologists. And if we want to have future, we need to protect what God gave us. A landscape, a beautiful landscape, forests, plants, so on. So, Biotera University is a private higher education institute, part of the national education system, according with the accreditation law number 480 per 2002. Which are our programs of study? We have programs of studies for bachelor degree, like, you see, we have the Faculty of Agri-Touristic Management. We have the Faculty of Food Engineering, the Faculty of Food Control and Expertise, and also Law Faculty. We have also programs for master's degrees. We have investigation in terrorism and public security, inspection, expertise, and legislations in food safety and consumer protection, and also, as a master's degree of 2 years, we have performance management in public food, agritourism, and environment protection. Regarding our subsidiaries, here you can see all the practical centers. We have in the middle, we have Bucharest in the middle, which is the headquarter. Okay, sorry. We have also Constanța. Constanța is the main harbor, the main city of the Romanian seaside. We have in Brașov, where are our practical stages for mountains, Transylvania. We have in the south part, Slobozia and Alexandria. We have Focșani and Buzău. Practically, we wanted to cover all the relief forms, all the parts of Romania, in order for our students to understand better all the issues related with these parts. These are, it's a short brief of our laboratories in Bucharest, related with specializations. And now we are going directly on the topics regarding the green energy at Bioterra University. And we shall start with the motto, Earth is energy for all. But what is renewable energy? Renewable energies are considered in practice energy from sources that either regenerate themselves in a short time or are practically inexhaustible sources. So which are the renewable energy sources? We have wind energy, we have solar energy, we have water, hydro energy, we have geothermal energy, and biomass energy. All these can be done very easily and in Romania. Advantages of renewable energies, as you have already know, there are inexhaustible sources, does not pollute, does not emit greenhouse gases like CO2, does not require transport, the labor is efficient, on-grid systems and may inject fresh energy into the electrical grid and received for these green certificates. Remote areas can be covered with energy and also a quick start at peak power station. And most of all, the sun does not require invoice. So why? The question is why renewable energy? Why? Let's remember the year 2011 with Fukushima. Fukushima 2011. And also, more dangerous for us, it was the year 1986 with a nuclear accident in Chernobyl. And these are just for remember the effects of that terrible event who happened in Chernobyl in 1986. This is a reality. After Chernobyl photographs. So, also, why renewable energy? Germany already shut down 8 nuclear reactors and will close them all by 2022. There is also a European directive of 2005, no under the name of 2020, states that by 2020, the European Union must reduce the emission by 20% and produce 20% of energy from renewable sources. Investment in green technology, you can see the increasement. And now, in Romania, in order to see the electrical energy production, you can see that we have a very good amount of for wind energy, also for thermal energy, you see 25%, also nuclear, it's 25%, and by hydropower, 20.35%, and also hydropower, 9.51%. And from the wind energy, photovoltaic system is 1.95%. And in this graphic, you can see the electrical energy production in Romania. So we have the consumption of 6,000 megawatts with a medium. And all the descriptions of the different way of production. You can see also this value of the green, starting from zero and rising. The map of wind potential in Romania, this is the map of Romania, and in that point, you see here near in the east part, where is a black seaside, here is a place where Bioterra University has this center of ecotourism called Comorova, Comorova Forest, and it is considered the second part with a wind potential very good for producing energy by wind in Europe. Here, these photos, there are in the headquarter of the city of Bucharest, and it shows that we have set up solar panels in order to produce energy for electrical production for the administrative offices. Maybe for you this is something very normal, something very simple, but you have to consider that in Romania, in the capital, especially in Bucharest, it's not very often used only for individuals, for private houses to use solar panels, and a very small amount, because a majority of the electricity it is produced by the combustion of the coal. So it is not a deep attention for producing renewable energy. So Bioterra University has started this project in order to show to our citizens that it's possible also for the administrative buildings to produce green energy. Not only for our students, but also I think could be an example for all the citizens of Bucharest and also for the mayor. You see, the same thing, the panels, the solar panels, photovoltaic panels for electricity production in the administrative offices of Bucharest. What is important for our students in order to make them to understand how it works? Everything is computerized, and in the laboratory of Green Laboratory, our students at any time on the internet can be seen the production of energy. This is very important for them to understand better how it works and if it is an efficient system, and it is. This is a very beautiful place in Transylvania mountain region, where also Bioterra has another touristical center for the students in order to put in practice the theoretical courses in rural and agritourism. So also here we have developed the solar panels for electricity and hot water production. The place is called Sfri Braz in the Predal complex. Also here you can see in the Green Energy Laboratory, we done also for the street pole light bulb. Also this one on the streets is powered by photovoltaic panel, and the energy is stored in battery. We have here the wind turbine, the LED, and the photovoltaic panel. And now about Comorova Neptune Center. I was telling you at the beginning of this presentation that Comorova is a very beautiful place. It's a green island in Dobrogea region, in the part of east of Romania, in the east part, in the part where there are not often of forests. So here is a forest very near to the Black Sea, and here we set up an ecological model of centers for doing ecotourism in order to educate the students better in this domain. So what is a sustainable tourism? The sustainable tourism, it represents a different approach of traveling, of providing enjoyable experience for tourists through better connection between them and the local realities. Which are the local realities? It means environment, cultural, social aspects, but with a minimum impact on local environment. And the principles of sustainable tourism is to minimize the negative economic, environment, and social impact of the tourism, to provide economical benefits for the local people in terms of life quality and also in labor, to imply also the local people in the local management, taking their own decision for improving their life, and to provide a positive contribution for preserving the natural and cultural heritage. Ecotourism that we wanted to implement in Komorova is practically a part of the sustainable tourism. It's that form of tourism in which the main motivation of the tourist is the observation and appreciation of nature, of biodiversity, and of the local tradition, with the aim of preserving and protecting the nature, providing ecological behavior with a strong respect for nature, not only for tourists, but also this is for the local community, a better use of local human resources, and the last but not the least, to reduce the negative impact of pollution on the environment. These are the principles of ecotourism, which are first one, to focus on natural areas. All the activities and the plans should provide the best tourist practices, the principle of sustainability, the preserving and protecting of the visited natural area, the principle of the constructive contribution to the development of the local community, the principle of sensitivity to local culture and tradition. And Mr. Professor, he was saying about the difference between sympathy and empathy. So you are right. We need to be empathic, because otherwise we can't succeed. Thank you again for this thing. Thank you, Professor. And also the seven principles of satisfaction level of tourists, of course, that the experience offered us must meet or exceed the level of tourists' expectation, and the principle of fair marketing. Considering all these aspects and having this high target, the professors and students of Biotera University of Bucharest set up the project of ecotourism all in one, with the aim of providing the best practices for preserving the environment. So the existence of Komorova Biotera University Center for the student practice in ecological tourism in Komorova, which is a part of the Romanian seaside, it has been an ideal setting for the development of the sustainable project in ecotourism. Using efficiently this exceptional natural basis, Komorova Forest Center tends to become a model of European ecotourism activity dedicated to human health with a strong respect for the natural environment. So also here we have developed the system of renewable energy by using the solar panels for the hot water production, but also for electricity. And these are the wood houses in the forest of Komorova, which they have, you see here, the electrical, the solar panels. Another example with the solar panels for hot water production. The solar panels for hot water production for all the buildings. So here we have a better image in order to understand where is Komorova. And you see here is a Black Sea. This part, this is the Romanian coast, with all the beautiful resorts. I think you know more about Mamaia, Constanța, Eforie Nord, Eforie Sud, Costinești, so on. And this is Neptune, and here is a complex of Komorova. So a beautiful forest near the Black Seaside. And this is an image of the water pool of Komorova complex. Photovoltaic panels for electrical production. So practically in Komorova complex, we don't use other energy than only renewable energy. Renewable energy source with gel batteries. also not only solar panels like a model of renewable energy, but we have the source of wind turbine. If you remember, Komarova is the second place in Europe regarding the speed of the wind. So practically, we want an independence in energy, and we succeed in Komarova tourism place. These are the vertical axis wind turbine, which produced electricity in Komarova complex. Each one has produced 20 kilowatts. He's our professor. He's he's a brain in these aspects because he's a physicist. And he's presenting now the cell of renewable energy with a wind turbine, with the inventor, the controller, and also the discharge resistors, all in grid system. Renewable energy. And here we have also, in order our students to understand the principle, we have a weather station. We have a weather station which is connected to the internet. And practically, a student staying in front of his laptop, he can see the weather station connected to the internet parameter. And every day, you can see the previous day, the day, practically the day, with temperature, also with the wind speed, the pressure, precipitations. We have also, they can make a comparison regarding the weather history for the rest of this month. And also, these graphs show the weather station connected to the internet parametric with all the constants that can be stored and interpreted by our students. Sorry. You see, we have temperature, the pressure, the wind speed, the rainfall rate. And also we have digital meters connected to the internet. Today, yesterday, last 7 days, last 30 days. So in every moment, a student can do the comparison. Practically, it's real-time IP camera monitoring in the system, controlled by internet. And they can stay in the lab in Bucharest headquarters. Okay, so we discussed about electricity, so we have solar panels for electricity and heat. We have wind energy and also like means of transport, because Komarova is at a distance of the beach of about 1.2 kilometers, so they need to go there. And instead of going on foot, they can use the means of transport. What kind of means of transport? Ecological, of course. So they have two good alternatives. They can use the Segway. And also, if they don't want the Segway, they can use electric minibuses with a photovoltaic roof. Also links to applications IT. And not only in order to have ecological vegetables, our students, they have ecological crops on small plots. We have a plantation of fruits, trees, and also vegetables. These are a part of our students. With an ecological behavior in the plantation of Komarova. And also I was telling to one of your colleagues today that in order to make them to understand what does it mean to love practically the nature and to respect the nature, we try them to feel and to react like a normal, like an ecologist. And periodically we go in the parks not only in our places, but also in Bucharest, in order to bring all the rest of the other citizens, and I mean Coca-Cola bags, so on. You can see our students working voluntarily. Here are in the amphitheater of Bioterra of Komorova. And this is a message for you. Be green, be fertile, be eco. And thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Nicole, for your excellent presentation. Very interesting. There are any question here, Brunello? Yes.
Well, a little bit.
For your presentation, think pink and be green. You're
yes.
Me. Okay. Good. Just a question.
Yes.
May or not your tourists be involved in some ecological management or some productive management in some green work there in order to become part of your plan, of your project?
Yes, yes. Also, we'd like to do it. And we practically, when we have tourists, but mostly our tourists are the students and the pupils, but also they come, every other tourist, we ask them if they want to help us, to come with us and to see the orchard, to do orchard works. And especially for the pupil, it's a pupil which lives in a city, to go in a plum tree or in an apricot tree, to see the fruits in trees, to work, to take the weeds. It's very interesting and very useful. So not only that you have a very nice time, but also you do nice things for you, and yes, we do these things.
Thank you, very kind.
But always empathy, if they want, you know, if they want, if they feel like this, we don't impose them, you know, because why we don't want to impose. As you know, Romania was a lot of period of time was in the communist system. And during the communist systems, we were obliged to go to do patriotic works in parks, the same thing that we are doing today. So for this reason, we don't want to push the people. We don't want to push our students. We don't want to push the pupils. We want to do it easily, in an easy way, to feel this, to make them, to want them, to feel and to understand that it's for themselves, for their life, for the nature, to understand them, that they are a part of nature. And for this reason, Bioterra wants to educate the people in an ecological way. Yes, not stress. With love. With love.
Very good. Is any other question about? I have a very short question.
Yes.
All the students that are involved in this project, do they spend long periods in this Komorova site for their training?
Not very long periods, 2 weeks or 3 weeks, not only. This is the average, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And they are going on groups, you know, groups of...
There is a
circulation.
Turnover, yeah.
Not only of the elements of the nature, but also of the students of a year, yes.
Well, I think this is a very, very well-functioning approach, because just for the students, because from very young age, they are accustomed to respect the nature, to go into the very important components of our systems, our ecosystems, including also whatever can come from our 1.5 meters of our life, which is the soil.
Yes.
Practically, the
yes.
soil it is the ecosystem that supports our life. So, in this way, we can respect. We should and we have to respect it. I want just to link your presentation with the other one of Mrs. Angelades, that was also outlining how these practices are useful also from a social point of view. No?
Yes.
So I just want to finish this session just saying that every presentation, each of the presentation we have had have been very, very interesting, tackling in very deep way all the topic which we are trying to afford. And let me say just one thing that is maybe a little bit egoist on my own, that we have mentioned the word soil 38 times today. So it has some importance about it. Thank you very much.